Hello, bonjour, and welcome to Local First. I'm Candace Vetter, and today I'm speaking with Lucy Regenbaal, who is a volunteer with lots of things, actually.
Today I'm speaking on behalf of the Carlsbad Spring Optimist Club.
Okay, good. So you're going to tell us about this situation with the little boy who has Duchenne's muscular dystrophy. So go ahead.
Well, hi. Thank you so much for the time. This all started about a few years back because Jerry and Sue Langlois would hold this fundraiser Euchre tournament, and not really understanding why they were doing this until we figured out that the money they were raising was for this young boy, who's now today 11 years old, Malik Bissonnette. The boy was diagnosed with about the age of 2.5 years old with Duchenne muscular dystrophy, which is, it's very aggressive. The lifetime for this child is not very long. It's been better because, of course, they've got experimental drugs and so on. And all that to say that when I saw that the amount of money they were picking up, it was mainly for the emergency things that Malik would need. So the Optimist Club belongs to a bigger entity, of course, which is Optimist International. And they have a foundation. So whenever you propose a project and you give them, of course, all the details and stuff, they approve or not. And I did that. And then I told them we need to raise $75,000 because the demand is very high of what he needs. I'm looking at chairlifts to get into the home. We're looking at modification, renovation to the bathroom, even a chairlift to move him out of his bed. Now he has a wheelchair, but he will definitely need an electric wheelchair. So $75,000 is like...
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot. And the parents don't have that money, of course. And the nice thing about this thing is that whenever you donate to it, you get an income tax receipt. Mm-hmm. And I found that people are usually generous in Carlsbad. We know that. But if you have an income tax receipt, then you're maybe more, you feel more like donating a bit more money. Mm-hmm. So that was my thinking behind this. So there was one, to help out Malik. Second, that people would get an income tax receipt. And of course, because it's the Optimist Club, that's what we're there for. We do things for the kids. So in this case, well, that's definitely something to do. So in a nutshell, that's the whole program. That's how that came about.
So if people want to help, what do they do?
Well, there's a link to actually go to it, and let me just get you the actual link. It's optimistfoundation.ca/donation/271-49616, and that brings you to the page itself, and it's called Project Malik. And then it's very simple. You have a photo of the family there and our president, which is of the Optimist Club, Jose. And if you say donate now, you just proceed. You give the amount of money you want and ignore a club number. You just put your own phone number, and then okay, after that, it's very easy. You just keep on going, and once you've donated, it's like within a few minutes you get the income tax receipt at your email.
Okay.
So that's very simple.
Mm-hmm. And is there, like, is the Optimist, big Optimist organization, are they contributing as well, or how is that?
No, they don't. They've actually put the money in for you. It's like almost an interest account, and they do this for you. And of course, I had a few questions. People said, well, you know, how do we know that it's being used? Well, because it's through this foundation, I have to supply invoices.
Right.
And then this way, yes, then they free up the funds that's actually going, and then we pay the parents back. So that's how that usually works out. So the money is totally used for whatever we put into this project when I actually set it up as Project Malik.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and is there a time limit on this?
No, actually, we aimed for 3 years because I thought, well, you know, $75,000 is a lot of money. So we will be doing like generosity of the residents of Carlsbad and anybody else, actually. It doesn't matter where you live. And then once we get to a certain amount, then I will have to start organizing activities, fundraisers for that in order to reach a 75. Mm-hmm. Unless I'm very lucky and someone has a business and they want a big income tax receipt, we'll take anything.
Okay, great. Is there anything you want to add? We've got a couple of minutes left.
I mean, the Carlsbad Spring Optimist Club is a club I've been part of for many, many years. It's actually been created in 1980. So we've been doing a lot of stuff for the kids themselves in Carlsbad. And we actually, it's funny because we're having our last brunch on next Sunday. And I actually did a tally of how much money we actually had put back into the community by doing activities for the kids, like Christmas for kids, Easter. We did a science experiment lab, et cetera.
And there's been tons of things.
Soccer. So it's been a very busy year. We actually are giving for the first time this year two scholarships of $2,000.
Yeah.
And we have two residents that are getting that. Then we have the Dream of a Day, which a young guy from Carlsbad again wanted to bring his friend from Youth Night, which is another activity we put on, and go and see the pro basketball team that are in Lansdowne. And that's what he's getting. We're just doing it for a day. We got on all the tickets for his friends. They're going to have parking. They're going to eat. They're going to meet the players, get autographs.
Oh, that's so exciting.
And that was really nice, because when we told the child that he had actually won, he started to cry. This is what makes it really all worthwhile. Mm-hmm. So all that to say in the wrap up is this year, the Optimist has actually reinvested $31,000.
Holy cow.
In the community.
That's
but
a lot.
In order to do this, we have to do fundraisers.
Yeah.
We have the carnival, the recycling drive, which is happening today. We have a ball tournament, which we do every year. And then, of course, I have to say that we're very well supported by the community businesses. They give us a lot of money. And then with that money, again, we reinvest in the community for the youth in the community.
Right. You've been very active all this time, so I can just briefly mention that you recently won an award for your activism. You want to tell us quickly about that?
Well, it's since Carlsbad has joined the Osgood Ward, Ward 20, George DeRuze actually has this community award, and someone put forward my nomination, which is I was very touched. You don't do this to get awards. But, you know, it's nice when you see that people recognize the work that you put into it. So, yes, I'd like to personally thank Adrian Betcha, which is our president of the Carlsbad Spring Community Association. He's the one that put forward my nomination. But we also, as the Optimist Club Board of Directors, were given the community award also.
Oh, great.
So we basically got two awards that night.
Yeah.
So thank you to George DeRuze for putting this on. And thank you to the people who nominated us for doing that kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, that's fantastic. Well, thanks so much for coming in, Lucy. I really appreciate you taking the time. I know you're a busy person.
I just come to the realization that I like to be busy, and that's all there is to it.
I know how you feel. Okay. I'm Candace Vetter. This is Local First. I've been speaking with Lucy Reginbald. This is CJRO Radio, last on the dial and first for local news.